From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
Until recently, my class has been very unco-ed. Boys and girls ate lunch apart, played apart, even studied apart. But this year, everybody seemed a lot more comfortable together. This is when I noticed that it wasn't only our genders that were different, but also how we behaved. When most boys were swinging maple leaf swords and firing invisible guns, the girls just talked. It's not that the boys are physical and the girls aren't. At recess, we play a basketball game called Knockout, where you have to wait in line before it is your turn to take a shot. Look down the line, and what do you see? Boys using fake weapons and girls just chatting. Soon, I branched out and began looking around the big city. To my surprise, this was everywhere I looked. Boys were pretending to whack their friends, while the girls just talked and talked. And this wasn't just with kids my age. My 15-year-old sister has a male friend who fidgets a lot, pretending to reload some sort of pistol. I'm not saying that all boys use mind-made weapons and that all girls talk about deep stuff like the federal budget. Still, have I ever seen a girl playing with a pretend gun? No. Are boys raised differently from girls? Maybe. And yet, I know twins. One girl, one boy. They live in the same house, grew up together, and were raised side by side. However, the boy likes more violent things than the girl. What happened there? When you think about it, maybe this behavior doesn't go away when kids grow up. Many more men go to jail for violent crimes. Also, while women haven't always been allowed in the army, many more men are soldiers. Maybe the fake guns these men were playing with as kids are now real weapons, made to kill. Maybe this could be one of those problems you just never get to the bottom of. But I think it's one we should seriously try to find the answer to. If we did, maybe boys would do a bit more talking, too, before they went to war. With a Perspective, I'm James Evans.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.